headset.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
start eating.
Or go ahead and, what? If you tell someone, you know, don't wait until they're passed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just go ahead and... Did you say take some or help yourself?
Yeah, help yourself. Uh-huh.
Okay. So then he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass him to me since he had already...
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope? He helped himself?
No. No, I've heard people say it was kept instead of kept. It was
kept.
Something like that. Kept.
Yeah.
Kept. They don't sound the T. So they kept. They kept uh-huh. it. Yeah.
If you decide not to eat something, someone offers you something that you don't want, you say, no thank you, I don't
like it, or I don't care for it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
it has been reheated.
Mm-hmm. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
swallow.
See, he could chew it, but he couldn't...
swallow.
Okay. And something on peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those
vegetables.
Okay. And a place where you grow them.
The vegetable garden.
Any special name for the vegetables if you grow them yourself? Or
homegrown vegetables.
Okay. And this is something it's a starch. It's white, it's made from a grain. It grows in wet places. I don't know if it grows around here or not. But people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Rice.
Uh-huh. Does that grow around here?
Not that I know.
I guess Louisiana.
No, I don't. I've never known. Mm-mm.
And something that, this is a sort of a southern food. it's made from ground up corn. A lot of times you eat it for breakfast along with...
mush or grits.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's made out of corn but it's not ground up? It's just the whole kernels.
That's corn or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about...
Well, do you ever hear of hominy or live corn?
Oh, yes, hominy, uh-huh, yes.
What's the difference between hominy and grits?
Well, grits is the corn when it's dry and it's ground coarse.
Mm-hmm.
And hominy, well, I've only seen it in cans, but hominy is more like... it expands. It
mm-hmm.
it's a bigger kernel. I don't know, and yeah. It's white.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about mush? How do you make mush?
You boil the cornmeal
mm-hmm.
till it's kind of I wouldn't say exactly hard, but mm-hmm. Hard enough so it can be sliced.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fried, I guess. And then it's poured either molasses or syrup is poured over mm-hmm. over it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you make out of cornmeal like that?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I cover pieces of fish on mm-hmm. with cornmeal and fry it.
Have you ever heard of couscous or something?
No.
It's something like it much.
Mm-hmm.
What about the corn dodger? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
And talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You might say a sack might have 5 pounds. And you said there's 2 kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
bakery bread.
Okay. What different kinds of bread made out of flour, are there?
Oh, you can make pies, cakes, bread, French bread, donuts,
mm-hmm.
cookies,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of bread can be made out of flour.
Do you ever use the expression white bread or light
yes,
bread?
Yes, white bread, rye bread, light
mm-hmm.
bread.
What's the difference between white bread and light bread?
Well, white bread is just made out of enriched flour, I guess.
Mm-hmm.